Collaboration and cooperation are key to achieving a successful global response to the COVID-19 pandemic. And while countries have been leaning on the knowledge of their own health experts and focused on recovery within their borders, initiatives like the Lancet COVID-19 Commission have been bringing together experts from around the globe. They are looking at health, business, finance, politics, and more to learn what has worked in some countries and then sharing that knowledge, as well as achieving greater level of global cooperation around a response to the pandemic. Professor John Thwaites is chairman of Monash University's Sustainable Development Institute and Climate Works Australia, and is the only Australian appointed to the commission. He told me it's essential for the global response to take a holistic approach.
People are not impacted just by one aspect of this. They're impacted by all aspects. Health, and that's obviously the first priority, but they're also severely impacted by the economic consequences. And we know over months and years, negative economic consequences are going to have negative health impacts on people as well. So the Commission will be looking, for example, at addressing some of the social and humanitarian consequences. The pandemic is having a disproportionate impact on those who are most disadvantaged, lower-income countries, but also people in our own countries. We're seeing here in Australia, people in casual employment are most at risk, both in terms of losing their job, but also many of them are at the front line because they can't work from home. They don't have the sort of jobs that allow you to do that. The Commission is also going to look at the fiscal and financial consequences. At the present time, it is right that governments are throwing very, very large amounts of money at this problem, but that's not sustainable forever. We're going to have to manage those fiscal and financial consequences over time. And then I guess the final thing, to start to plan to build back better in a way where we do promote well-being and sustainable development, because there's not much point in surviving this disaster and then ending up in a worse one through not addressing the big challenges like climate change.
Do you have a hope in you that this will help to sharpen the focus on those issues such as climate change?
On the one hand, this pandemic is starkly demonstrating how vulnerable people are and countries are to the force of nature, and in this case, a zoonotic disease, which is contributed to by the way we're managing our society and impacting on biodiversity and wildlife. I think it's a disruptive moment where people are looking at how we're living and potentially changing that. But by the same token, we're seeing pushes in other directions where the danger is that we could focus all our attention on the pandemic and not continue to focus a reasonable amount of attention on these huge long-term challenges like climate change, which are going to have and are already having a major impact on people's well-being and their lives.
Do you think that we will have political will to significantly change things up? Let's just assume that the future is going to deliver some of these curveballs again.
These type of pandemics coming from wildlife are going to continue. This is not a one-off. We experienced some in previous years, obviously HIV/AIDS, SARS-1. These were other diseases that came from wild animals jumping across into humans. And we have to be ready for them. So I think the question is, how can we ensure that we're better prepared, that we have the right mechanisms in place? In Australia, we haven't done too badly, and one of the reasons is because there's been a pretty good bipartisan approach between the national government and the states. We're not seeing that in the United States, for example, where we're seeing so much conflict. So understanding that if we're going to meet these big challenges, what we need is collaboration. We need a level of bipartisanship. And then across the world, we need countries working together. We need that multilateralism, not individual countries going their own way.
Professor John Thwaites, chairman of Monash University's Sustainable Development Institute and Climate Works Australia.